Hey, Matt, anything happened this week? I'm just wondering.
Oh, well, I mean, as far as...
I just wondering, anything
personnel?
Yeah, anything that with personnel of the team. I'm just trying to figure out anything's going on this week.
I haven't heard a whole lot, to be honest with you.
All right, it was great talking to you. We'll do it again next week.
All right, good week. Have a great weekend, guys. Oh, yeah, actually, it's been pretty crazy week, huh?
When you heard of this, what was your first reaction? Shocked?
You know, not really. I mean, obviously there's been it's been talked about the death, but obviously there's been, you know, a situation with, you know, Randy wanting a longer term deal and he's let it be known, and you never know how those things are going to shake down. But to say shocked, I don't think so. You know, I think it's one of those things that, like Randy said, and I think Bill alluded to, and everybody's talked about, it was a business decision, and it is what it is.
Did you see anything that in any way upset you in the way that he acted over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks since he came out and obviously talked for about 15 to 20 minutes after the Cincinnati game about that contract and not having one?
Well, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing of all, in my mind. You know, kind of just him speaking his piece and saying what he needed to say, and I kind of looked at that. I don't really get involved in all that stuff. I really don't care, to be quite honest with you. Just as long as everybody's pulling in the same direction, you know, I'm good with however it works out.
Is this difficult for a team, and then it happens 4 weeks? Now, granted, it happens on the bye week, so you got a little time. Probably not going to change an awful lot of what you'll be doing in your position. But does this in any way make it a little bit more difficult? And it's 4 weeks into the season. He was a major part of your offense, and now you've got to change up. Not to say that you can't get it done. It looks like you've got some personnel this year that's broadening out that your passing game. But does it make it difficult to do it 4 weeks in?
Oh, you know what? I don't think so. I mean, I think it's like anything else, you know. And not to dismiss what he's done, or you know what he could have done this year. But to be honest with you, you know, look, injuries happen. Guys miss time for different things. You have to be able to just go out there and do what you do. And we've got great guys. We've got great leaders at that position. Guys that really understand our system. Guys that are young that are, you know, getting in there and watching a lot of film and working with Tommy and the rest of the guys and Wes. And, you know, I don't see this being a, you know, anything that's going to create issues for those guys, knowing what they're capable of.
Matt, Wes, welcome, saying he was a little surprised just because Randy was still that vocal guy before games, halftime, post games. You've been with him now for a little over 3 years. This year, was he still that same guy, that same vocal guy that he has been in the past?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Randy always had a lot to say before the games, and, you know, whether it was, you know, something that he felt that needed to be said, you know, for the whole team to hear, or, you know, something that he's been through and wanted to shed some light on it. I mean, he always had something to say in that locker room, but, you know, I think Randy's been pretty consistent the time that he's been there and who he was and what he did.
Well, you look at Randy Moss as a big-time player on your team and, you know, future Hall of Famer. I look at it this way. Do you think Randy Moss, we know how smart he is. Do you think he purposely kind of did this early on to force somebody's hand, either to give him a contract here or to move him elsewhere?
You know, I don't know the answer to that one. I would just tell you that I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he's a pretty smart cat. He definitely knows what he's doing and when he's doing it.
It is, you know, you talk about it as a business, and there's no question, and you'll be dealing with the same stuff, and Matt, and that it is a business, and I wonder what happens when a team suddenly thinks that that business is crossing the line of affecting the team. And, you know, I'm sure this was a business move by Randy. You know, I could understand it. If you're 33, going on 34 years of age, possibility that they shut you out next year. You're sitting there going, my contract's up at the end of this year. Now, there's a reason for feeling a little bit insecure. But I'm wondering when it crosses that line that a team actually thinks that, you know, right now maybe it's best that we get a divorce here and we go our separate ways.
Well, you know, I mean, we could probably talk about this one all day. But, you know, I think it worked out in the best interest of both parties, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I don't see any bad blood between, you know, Bill and Randy, and you know, I think ultimately he's got what he's wanting, and he's comfortable, you know, in Minnesota, and they've obviously got a lot of talented guys up there, so you know, he'll probably fit in well and play well in that system.
Well, you look at it this way, and him leaving here is one thing, but him to come back as opposing player playing with the opposition, how does that look, or how does that feel? How do you see that?
Oh, it's going to be fun, huh?
3 weeks.
That adds a lot of theater for Halloween. That's a lot of theater for Halloween.
Yes, it does, and I'm sure we're going to see a few of those masks in our stadium. I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, let me ask you about the Miami game and how impressive you guys were in all three facets of the game. Did you see it coming that week? It's pretty hard to think that your special teams are going to come up with that many points on the board. But did you see it coming that week? Did you see it? Because last time we talked, you felt things were starting to come together.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's very difficult to judge things when you're in the moment and you're doing it. And I think that, you know, we've had guys that have really worked hard. I mean, we've said this all year and, you know, going all the way back to the mini camps and passing camps, but we've got a lot of guys that, you know, are doing everything they can, not just on the field, but in the film room and everything else. And when you see that happen, you kind of get this trend going where, you know, everybody's trying to improve each day, and then it didn't pan out sometimes. And you kind of sit there and you scratch your head and you know you got things you got to work on and improve upon, but and you feel really good going into a game, and for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. Well, I'll tell you, man, we felt really good going into this Miami game again, and we had a good week of preparation. You know, I think what Coach O'Brien, what Scotty O's done with the different personnel changes and people that he's had in there, and what those special teams units have really built, and going all the way back again to the mini camps and all that stuff is really special. And those guys work. You know, they work as hard as anybody else on that field, and so I can't really tell you that I knew that that's how that game was going to go, or you know that it was going to end up the way it was. Especially after halftime, I don't think any of us, you know, had any crystal balls that had that number of big plays on it. But you know, when it's all said and done, you know, we walked away from that. We went into a bye week feeling as though, you know, everybody contributed. Everybody worked hard, and it showed out there. And we finally put it on the field, on the road, got a big win, and you know, it was great for us as a team. Really, really good.
We're talking to Matt Light. How much of it seemed to me like you guys were really pounding and running the football a little bit, and obviously the score dictated some of that. How much of that was predicated on that they were a little shorthanded on the defensive side of the ball? You look early on and see it, Cameron Wakin, how quickly he was coming off that edge. As that game progressed on, you could see it. That step got a little slower and then a little slower. How much of that, the way you guys played, the game plan, was to wear them down a little bit?
Well, I think that's what your running game does when it's effective, regardless who it is. But, you know, you're right. I mean, as far as their personnel goes, look, we're difficult to match up with personnel-wise, I think. I think there's some unique matchups and things that we do, and with the talents that we have on the offensive side of the ball. And I think a lot of that comes from some of these young guys, some of these tight ends, and you know, the guys we have coming out of the backfield and such. But you know, being able to run that ball effectively is huge, especially when they, you know, like you said, they have a limited number of big guys to throw out there. And you know, once you go on some of these sustained drives, trust me, they weren't the only one toughing and puffing. I mean, I thought I needed a some kind of a medical attention at one point, but it, you know, you go on those long drives, and it definitely does do a lot to help you out in all facets of the game.
Was it warm down? Because you guys have played warmer September weather down there than that one, right?
Oh yeah, I mean the weather was beautiful. To be honest with you, I mean we got in, you know, the day before, and obviously had all day, you know, Monday to hang out in the hotel, and oh, the weather was great. I mean, there was actually a breeze. It was probably in the mid 70s, and just a beautiful day. So, you know, we got lucky on that one, especially being a night game. We lucked out a little bit, I think.
Did you have any fear of the field before the game? We talked to Bill earlier in the week, and he had a little bit of fear going into the game and said it really didn't happen. But they basically, in 3 days, slopped the surface right on the old Marlins infield out there. It looked bizarre on TV. I don't know what it looked like in person. But was there any problems with footing on it?
Yeah, it was ugly. I tell you, the first glance I got at it, I'm not a big guy to go out and do all the warm up stuff out there in the field, but we came up, we came out for our pregame warm up, and the end zones were just chewed up. I mean, it was basically a whole bunch of paint, on some dirt, and then I think the best part of the field was where they addressed, the infield. To me, that was some of the better turf and some of the better footing, but. It didn't seem to present any problems, especially for the fat guys. We didn't you didn't see too much stumbling. I mean, our short bursts of speed were really evident out there. I'm sure you could see that.
Putting a lot of pressure on that turf. That's why.
Matt, going into that Monday night game, I think there's a lot of local media, local reporters kind of picking Miami. I think I heard Tommy Curran telling you last week on this show that he didn't think you guys were going to win. And the word got that it got to that clubhouse a little bit. Did that play any kind of factor in you guys? You guys talk about that at all? Or you just look at it as, they're just reporters.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe this to you. Does it play a role, in what we do in winning? No. I mean, but is it something that you can kind of, give yourself a little boost and, mess with the guys around you? Yeah, sure. I mean, it's kind of like, you kind of scratch your head and you wonder, how certain things get predicted and why people even talk about that stuff initially. But, we needed to go out there and prove that for ourselves more than we needed to do it for anybody else, because there's guys, in our locker room that are young guys and, that they don't know what it's like to go through a long season and have to battle with all these things. And the media is a big part of that. So you want to go out and you want to get it done right early on and then feed off that for the rest of the year. And so it was a big win for us.
How important was that for you guys as a team in that clubhouse, winning on the road against a good team? Now, we know you struggled last year a little bit and lost earlier this year. How big was that for you guys going forward, confidence-wise?
It's huge. I mean, you're talking about a division game, number one. It's Miami. It's in Miami. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot bigger than that, so... And we needed to, keep pace with the Jets, and obviously this is going to be a race that'll go all the way, to week 17, I'm sure. So it was huge for us.
Well, listen, we'll let you take off and spend some free time here. You don't get an awful lot of it. Next Friday, we'll get into the Ravens, because that will be an assignment with that defense, and we'll get into that next Friday.
Yeah, and listen, I don't know how much you guys talk politics, but there's just one thing I had to get off my chest. I'm reading.
Running? You're running?
No, yes, I'm running.
Oh, okay.
I'm physically running right now.
Yep.
Did you see this the welfare card that you can take to the casino and to the liquor store?
Saw that.
Well, I mean, can you guys please talk about that a little bit? I think the people need to. We need to get this solved. We need to do the work for. The big people that are supposed to be making these decisions.
But why does this surprise you?
Is he talking about this card right
now?
No,
he's talking about this card right here.
Well, I got mine.
No, the front page. Anything goes. Booze, smoke, scratch tickets. There are no limits for welfare cash in Bay State. So you can use the little, the Bay State access card, your welfare card.
For
you can
booze.
Pretty much use it for booze. You can use
no
it for
food.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called...
a joke.
Mismanagement. That's what this is called.
Called the Charlie card.
Why? It's all changing in November. Stuff is going to start to change.
We had the bye weekend, and I wanted to go out and have a little fun, and I figured if I could just get a hold of a couple of those cars,
trust me.
I would be able to,
You're the last one getting one of those cards. Trust me. hold on, one other thing. You know that Randy Moss shirt that Butchie Stearns paid $5,000 for? What do you think it's worth today?
It's priceless now. He's ahead of his time. What can I say? He's ahead of his
20,
time.
20 bucks at the gift shop right now. $20 at the gift shop.
That's on the Pulse Network. It's up there like all day. It's just a picture of that jersey.
Only could happen to Butchie. All right, Matt, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. I'll see you guys.
See you, man. Bye-bye, Matt. Like, quick break, and then we're back to the phone calls at 617-779-0850. Max is in the house. Lou is in the house. Friday edition of The Big Show.